Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Welcome in a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us. You know it's Thursday, so Lee Kelly is in studio with me. We've got some high school baseball talk planned later in the program. We try to do that every Thursday. But Lee, glad to catch up with you again, and I hope that you're resting your voice and prepping for nine hours of radio in 2 days, which is what we're planning to do Monday and Tuesday for the historic, I've decided that's the word to describe it, the adjective, the historic Romeo announcement here in Southern Indiana.
Shouldn't have told me how many hours it was. I don't work that long at a stretch anymore, so I'll be worried. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, Lee Kelly in studio to talk with us throughout the program today. Let's look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us on the show today, our regular Thursday guest in segment number two is Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Alex has had some great pieces lately on Romeo. One was a Q&A, I think almost 3,000 words with Jim Shannon. And you know, Lee, we have had Jim Shannon on this radio program a number of times throughout the years, a lot of it to talk about New Albany, some of it just to talk about Romeo. But with all the questions that we've bugged him with and have asked him over the years about Romeo and everything, I thought Alex did a tremendous job coming up with even things that we hadn't thought of to talk with him about. So that was a great story that he had. Then he had a good one, I think earlier in the week, maybe it was last week, of Romeo's elementary basketball days at Mount Tabor in New Albany, which was very neat to go back and read and even see the picture of Romeo in his Mount Tabor jersey. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of Romeo discussion with Alex. We are getting closer to the weekend. It's another live period where college coaches can be out on the road. I know Alex and his team, I think, will be in Indianapolis at the Nike EYBL, producing a lot of coverage from there. So we'll talk to him some about that. And some other things as well. Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall, presented each Thursday on the program by CC Power Sports. Also today, joining us, we try to have a high school baseball coach each Thursday going around the area, previewing some of the top teams expected for this season. And actually, this season is well underway. I know it doesn't seem like it. We haven't been able to broadcast the number of games we used to do, we typically do, because of weather and because of Pacers games that we have to carry in the playoffs. But the season is moving along. We think the weather's going to cooperate a little bit better now, and we've got some local teams that are doing well. And today we're going to talk with one of those local teams and their head coach, Joe Decker of Silver Creek. They were undefeated until Jeffersonville clipped them in a late scheduled game last night. The coaches both saw blue skies and sunshine in the morning part of the day and said, hey, let's try to get a game in. And they were able to get one in last night, and it was a good one. So we will talk with Coach Decker just a little bit later in this hour about his Silver Creek program and the great start that they've had. And they have really been on a tear for a number of years now. They've been playing some really good baseball. So Coach Decker will join Lee and I. And then we'll have Gabe Bierman of Jeffersonville, starting pitcher, number one pitcher for the Red Devils. He's committed to Indiana. He has been now for a couple years. I know he's excited about what's going on in Bloomington with Coach Chris Lemonis and the baseball program. So Gabe Bierman will check in with us later in the program as well. That's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And Lee, guess what? A lot of the headlines today surround Romeo Langford.
Thought they might. It's drawing close to time. Everybody thinks they know. Everybody I run into that's a basketball fan, which apparently is a lot of people, they all have a pretty good idea of where he's going. And they asked me, and I said, I'm not the guy to ask. I've narrowed it down to three because he has narrowed it down to three. Beyond that, I have no idea.
And I sound like a broken record on this, but we have really good people, and I know you're into it as well. You subscribe and read everything. But we have really good people, as you would expect, in Indiana and even in Louisville that cover basketball and sports. It's a heavy sports area. You think back, you know, years and years ago, and of course there's even other great ones before my time of reading the newspaper and that sort of thing, but Rick Bozich and Eric Crawford, just out of the Louisville Courier-Journal at one time alone, were the best columnist team in the country. Then that doesn't even factor in Pat Forty, who now is with Yahoo Sports and has been on a national level, ESPN and others, for a number of years. But at one time it was him and Rick Bozich at the Courier-Journal, and that just kind of tells you the quality of journalism and columnists and sports opinion makers that we have in this area. I feel very same with the number of quality people that cover the IU basketball beat. And, of course, I feel the same about Kyle Nedenrip and the Indianapolis Star. So I said, and I've said this a couple times, excuse me, that I've said this a couple times, that there's no question there's been some really great pieces about Romeo and everything's surrounding Romeo. And there's going to be this week leading up his announcement on Monday, and of course there's going to be some great work once he makes his decision on Monday. But with that being said, the latest and greatest in really good pieces to read about Romeo Langford was one out today in the Indianapolis Star by Kyle Nedenrip, and there are just some really interesting things that Kyle had a chance to visit with the family before the big decision on Monday. And, you know, it really sounds like, and I know that this is a concern for Indiana fans, that the family, after talking, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing here from the story, but after talking with Coach Shannon and wanting to do a different announcement, how could you not involve the fans after how they have supported Romeo throughout his career? So it sounds like that the idea to do it at the gym was basically conceived around the fact that New Albany and its fans have been so great to Romeo over 4 years, as I think the fans feel he has been to them. So why not make the announcement in the gym and let them be part of his decision? So IU fans might take a little negativity from that. I don't know, because I think a lot of people are assuming and hoping that Indiana's the choice, because obviously New Albany fans here in Southern Indiana, obviously a lot of IU fans here in this area, there's going to be IU fans come in for the announcement that maybe have never even been in New Albany's gym before. And so with that being said, I think a lot of people assume, well, he's going to make a public announcement in front of Indiana fans, majority of them at least. And so Indiana's got to be maybe the front runner for this here in the final days. However, if the thought is we just want the fans, the New Albany fans, to be part of Romeo's decision, does that mean that, you know, the decision is going to be Indiana on Monday? So some suspense there. I know there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I know that a lot of people that aren't from this area that probably don't even know the logistics specifically of the announcement and the New Albany fans and those sort of things have switched their national predictions on the crystal balls that are out there to IU for Romeo. But it's going to be interesting because the family is saying what I believe is true, that they appreciate the fans and they want the fans to be involved in Romeo's decision. So there's no better way to get them involved in Romeo's decision than opening up the announcement to the public and maybe having a full doghouse again, just like there were during the high school basketball season. However, I think IU fans maybe want to see it a little differently, and that perhaps could be in the back of the family's minds if Indiana ultimately is the decision. But like everything else with the Romeo Langford recruiting, it's still a mystery. No one really knows. They have done a fantastic job keeping it tight-lipped, and I'm just crossing my fingers that whoever does know for sure where Romeo's going, Romeo, mom, dad, whether sisters know, sisters don't know, that's none of our business really. But I hope that we get to the announcement at 7 o'clock on Monday night with absolute no knowledge of where he's going, because they've done such a great job keeping it under wraps so far, who's leading, where he's going to put in his top three, that sort of thing. I would hate to see, like with the Darius Garland situation, and I think there were other factors involved in that, but right before his announcement, ESPN Online breaks the the story. I don't want to see that happen with this, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's been a class act with Romeo since he came into New Albany, and before that even. I did not know him before he came on board as a freshman in New Albany, but it's been a class act, and he's a class young man, and I hope it works out exactly the way he wants it to, with the announcement being the announcement coming from him at 7 o'clock on Monday night. I agree with you 100%. It would be a real shame if someone else leaked it outside. So, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that, as there has been for 4 years, I was guaranteed for 4 years that he was going to go to a prep school. And I was guaranteed for probably the last 2 years, maybe a little longer, that this person or that person knew where he was going to go to college because they had an inside friend, or they were neighbors, or they were buddies, or they were, nobody knows.
I remember when he was in middle school coming through the New Albany system, he never was going to go to New Albany. He was going to go to St. X or Trinity or somewhere like that. And then as soon as I kept thinking, no, I'm pretty sure he's going to New Albany, at least that's what it looks like. And as soon as he was at New Albany to start his freshman year, before the basketball season was even thought of, he was going to play 1 year at New Albany and then go to prep school. And of course, that never happened. So then he was a sophomore at New Albany. Well, he's blowing up after a state championship, so he's definitely he's won the state. There's nothing else he can do in Indiana. He's going to go to a prep school for his junior year. Well, then he came back for his junior year, and I tell you what, I didn't hear as much about it going into his senior year, but that – buzz was always out there. Everybody wanted to be the guy that could go back and predict or tell you what he was going to do. And I tell you what, unless some people are really savvy and went back on their social media, their Facebook and Twitter accounts and deleted where they knew Romeo was going to high school,
yeah,
or where they knew he was going to prep school or when he was going to leave New Albany, we've got a lot of people out there you could make look really silly, but I'm sure maybe they've deleted it by now. But yeah, it's a story that even when the guy was in middle school, when we thought he would be really good and he had some tendencies to be really good, everybody wanted to be part of this as a fan, and no one in the know with what he was going to do for high school, in the know with what he may do with his prep school opportunities, which obviously never came to fruition. So it's been one of those things that people just want to be involved in.
Do you remember the story about he was going to Duke, it was a done deal, and Krzyzewski wanted him to go to prep school? Do you remember that story?
Sure, sure.
From a few, you know, there were so many of those out there that, well, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or he's a done deal with Patino at U of L. That one kind of all fell apart. That might have happened had the whole thing not blown up over at U of L. We'll never know. But there were so many of those stories out there that inside information had it all figured out.
It's not like, oh, I heard he's going to Indiana, or I heard he's going here. It was, I heard he's going to this school, and here's the specific reason why, like the Duke thing. And it's one of those things where if you could write all those down and put the name of the person that swore that was going to happen, you could really call some people out. But that's not what we're here for. It's a positive thing, and it will be a lot of fun on Monday. One other thing I did want to mention from Kyle's article in the Indianapolis Star today, I did find it interesting, not surprising, but interesting that Tim Lankford said that other schools still contacting them even to this day just to let them know that there's still room for their son if he wanted to add a fourth school to his list, or maybe unhappy with the three choices he had for whatever reason. He names some schools specifically, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Ohio State, which that's interesting, Big Ten Conference, and of course Archie and the coach have some background there. Texas A&M, Louisville, which is not surprising with new coach Chris Mack, North Carolina State, Memphis. He said even newly hired Evansville coach Walter McCarty reached out and said that they would love to have Romeo at Evansville. Who wouldn't love to have Romeo at any school, whether it's D1 or not? But I did think that was interesting. But another great read on Romeo. You should definitely check it out. It's stuff that will get you excited even more for the announcement on Monday, which is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, one thing I'm hearing now, and this is not brand new, but relatively new in the topic that it has been, is that he may not be a one and done, that he may stick around for a couple of years. And again, the Langfords may know, may have an idea, or may not at this point, I don't know, but they will do it their way. That much I'm assured of. If they feel like he wants to come back for a second year for whatever reason, to get bigger, stronger, faster, or it would be to his advantage as far as the draft the second year or the first year. There's a lot of different factors in there, but I know nobody knows at this point, including the Langfords, in my opinion, whether he'll be a one-and-done or a two-and-done or will stay 4 years. I can't see that happening, but you don't know.
Anybody saying he's not one-and-done, I mean, again, that's just their opinion of something that they're hearing, because what I'm hearing, and this is from being at the McDonald's game and from knowing people that are at these practices that are closed door, is that he's going to be someone that at least early on is projected to go very high in the NBA draft for not this year but the following year. And you're seeing that. Jonathan Givony of ESPN Draft Express, I forget what specifically where he had Romeo at in his projection after some of these practices. The scouts, NBA people, have been looking at 2018 players now for probably a couple years at least. But they really hone in with these all-star games and the practices. And so if he's getting that kind of projection from a guy like Givony, who's all over this stuff and talks to NBA personnel on a regular basis, he's going to have the opportunity, unless something greatly changes in his year of college, to jump to the NBA after a year. Now, if he chooses not to because of academics, or if he chooses not to because maybe he's not at the right place he wants to be on those projections, or isn't hearing the right things from the NBA personnel, then maybe that's a possibility. But no person in this area would have any idea of that outside of his family and people that are working with him on that. So, again, that's one of those things that even really it's fun to talk about and wonder about, but it's something that will unfold. And as he gets to his college destination, that's when you can start to see how he performs and what he does on a day-in, day-out basis. And then you'll see more and more once you get through this year's draft in June, more and more projections on that as well. So you're right, though. Once he gets to college, obviously fans here will follow him wherever he goes. If he goes to Indiana, it's going to create absolute madness in a positive way for the IU basketball program. But that will kind of be the next thing. I mean, we're not just ever satisfied to say, oh, Romeo did choose Indiana, so let's enjoy the games and we're going to go to more games in person maybe than what we have been, or whatever the case is. Or, oh, he committed to Vanderbilt, we're going to make a weekend trip a couple times this season to Vanderbilt. People will do that, but we can't just let it alone. We'll be talking and breaking down, you know, oh, man, he looked like an NBA player last night. That game, this last couple weeks of his college career will help his NBA prospectus. So that will be the next thing that people want to talk about and want to have the scoop on and want to know everything about. So I'm sure that will be something that we talk about as well. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. And don't forget, we'll be at Hoopsters Monday night after the Romeo Langford announcement. As soon as we can get packed up and get in our cars and drive from New Albany to Jeff just across the line there, we will be at Hoopsters, and we hope that you will join Lee Kelly and I. We think Zach McCright will be with us. It will be a lot of fun on Monday, no matter how things shake out. That's segment number one. We have coming up with us Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports, coming up in the next segment to talk more Romeo, more IU basketball. So stay with us for that right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we are back here on a Thursday edition of the program, the opportunity to chat with Alex Bozich, presented by CC Power Sports, each Thursday on the show. CC Power Sports with two locations serving Indiana and Kentucky. One is in Clarksville. It's the mothership store, so to speak. They carry Indian, Victory, Slingshot, Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Honda, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. The Louisville store, right off of Interstate 65 in southern Jefferson County, they carry Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, and Suzuki. New riders welcome, and of course racers welcome at CC Power Sports. Alex, Romeo Langford decision is on Monday. There are lots of thoughts about where he may end up. Of course, Indiana fans remain very, very hopeful that Indiana will be the destination. Let's start with that topic. What's the latest from your viewpoint?
Well, I don't think a whole lot's changed. There's not a whole lot of information to digest. I mean, obviously some stories being written, some different comments being made by the family. I saw WDRB the other day had an interesting little segment with Tim just talking about the announcement. And I think at this point, I'm not going to really read into anything that's being said too much because I think they've stayed pretty consistent with the process. And I do think there's an element of wanting to keep some suspense to it, even if the feeling is that maybe he's leaning a specific way. But overall, I think it's pretty much business as usual from what we've talked about for the last couple of months. I mean, I think Indiana's in as good of shape as they could be at this point. I wouldn't necessarily predict that he's going there or say for certain that he's going there, but I feel like Indiana's doing a really good job here and has a great shot to get him.
Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall, our guest. Alex, in the last segment, Lee and I were talking through some of the headlines, one of those being Kyle Neddenrip's story today, where he had a chance to visit with Romeo and his family leading up to the announcement on Monday. And, you know, the family made it clear, and again, I'm paraphrasing from the story, but the decision, it sounds like, to do it at the high school in the gymnasium where Romeo played and to involve the fans of New Albany, and others obviously will come when the doors are open, was wanting to include the fans in the decision. And I think Indiana fans would like to think that that decision to open it to the public was because he was going to choose the in-state school and maybe wanted to make it a celebration with knowing that there would be many, many, many more Indiana fans in attendance than Vanderbilt and Kansas fans, obviously, that will be at his announcement on Monday. But with that being said, I know that can make some IU fans squirmish a little bit hearing that, well, it was a decision to include fans of our son, fans of him from his high school years. But with that being said, you know, I've got to mention this too, and this someone tweeted me about this in the first segment and said, hey, you know, don't forget about this. There have been some reports out there and that Darius Garland, who Romeo is friends with, and they were definitely, you could see their friendship and relationship at the McDonald's game and some of the off-the-court activities and just how they connected with each other. There's no question that they know each other very well and enjoy being around each other. But with that being said, his father, Darius's father, has made some comments that have been reported, at least, that Romeo and Darius don't text as much as they used to and maybe don't talk about the future as much as they used to in college, playing together as much as they used to. So you can take one story or one situation in this decision and spin it really good or maybe spin it where IU fans cringe a little bit, and then you hear something like that, and I think that gets Indiana faithful but confident again that Indiana has a fighting chance to land Romeo on Monday.
Yeah, I can't speak specifically to the Winston Garland stuff because I haven't obviously talked to him since the fall when Darius made his decision. But I'm going to go back to your point at the beginning, Matt, about the decision and the venue and who's invited and whether, you know, it's going to be pro-Indiana fans and all this stuff. Let's go back to maybe, you know, his junior year at New Albany or even prior to this year, the summer, when they sell season tickets for New Albany. If I'm not mistaken, at that point, you know, there was still a decent possibility that Romeo would go to Louisville or a different other school. And my recollection is that New Albany's season tickets were sold out before the season started. Is that accurate? Can either of you speak to that? Okay. So that was before anything in terms of people getting their hopes up that he was going to IU. And I think there's some, you know, and maybe the fact that I'm from New Albany and that, you know, you guys as well, that we understand this a little bit more, but there's kind of a misconception out there, I think, by some fans. And, you know, I've tried to say this as gently as possible. Some people have emailed me or, you know, got in contact with me. You know, there was a lot of interest in Romeo from New Albany fans and, you know, Romeo fans in Southern Indiana before there was even a thought that he would go to IU. I don't think most of us going back to the summer thought that there was a good chance he was going to IU. So I don't think a lot of, you know, obviously the attention on the road and the IU chance has kind of fed into this a little bit, but I think it's a valid thing from the Langfords to say that they wanted to do this in an open gym situation and include New Albany fans and Romeo fans, these people actually existed before there was a chance that he was going to go to IU, or a good chance he was going to go to IU. So I don't buy into this whole narrative that just because he's doing it at New Albany that means he's going to Indiana or anything like that. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to Indiana, because obviously I think there's a good chance it happens, but I just think people need to kind of look at it from the perspective of this whole thing is not just an IU thing. It's, you know, it's a community thing from New Albany perspective and a Romeo perspective, that these people were following him before, you know, things with IU really took off. So I think that's important to note and just kind of understand and walk things back a little bit and know the facts on it.
Yeah, there was an article in the New Albany Tribune this morning from Terry Hutchins, and the way I took it, I thought Terry was being a little harsh with the Langford. You know, you should have made the decision. Let's get it over with. What's taking so long? What's the big deal? I took offense to it, but first of all, it was running late, which probably is a good thing, or I would have been on Facebook or Twitter or something blasting Terry Hutchins, who I've never met. So, but I don't feel that way. I just feel like it's a conclusion of what has been a four-year journey at New Albany High School for the fans. And if it happens to work out where it goes to IU, I'll be a happy person. If it doesn't, I still respect all of the way that they have handled the four seasons with class, and certainly provided a lot of enjoyment for me as a fan.
Right. I think any situation like this, right, you have to have the perspective of, let's look at the full body of work and let's look at how things have been handled, right? I don't think they've done anything throughout this whole process to go back on their word or do something that they said they weren't going to do or handled it in any way other than a classy way. So if they want to announce on April 30th, if they want to announce on, you know, back in the fall, whenever they want to announce, to me, I don't think you criticize anything about the whole process unless you have a reason to say that they did something that was disrespectful or they wasted people's time. And I don't think they've done any of that. So I'm taking the perspective of, hey, you know what? This is a family decision. They have to do what's best for them. This is an 18-year-old kid. If he picks IU, great. I think all of us will be happy to have a chance to watch him play next year and cover the games and talk about the games all season. And if he doesn't, if you're, you know, you wish him luck and you move on, right? You worry about the kids that actually did come to IU. So I agree with you. I don't think the timing really matters that much. I mean, you know, there's no games to be played until the fall. So I don't think it's selfish of him to wait this long. I don't think they've done anything wrong. I think they've, in a lot of ways, done the best job they can of getting all the information possible that they can get. And then you make the best decision that's best for the kid and for the family, right? That's ultimately what has to be done. And so, you know, I'm not going to, you know, if there was a reason, if I thought there was something that they've done along the way, I was like, well, maybe they shouldn't have done that. I just can't point to any examples of that, so I don't see any reason to be critical of the timing, the venue, or any of that stuff.
Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. You know, it's been, and I have been saying this for years, not because I know something that somebody doesn't, but top level, top 10, top 15 guys in high school basketball graduating classes for a number of years have been waiting, a lot of them late to make their decision for obvious reasons. They don't know how long they're going to be there, number one. They may be a one and done. They want to make sure that, number one, the coach is going to be there. They want to make sure, number two, that they know who's coming back and who's not, so they'll know where they fall into a lineup. When you're going to college and have the chance to play professionally right away, as Romeo definitely does, that 1 year of college is very, very valuable, not only for the experience and the one opportunity you have to win a national championship and experience a Final Four, but also to make sure your game is showcased. Not that you're a greedy player or the college team is, you're going to walk in and make it all about you, but, you know, that is an opportunity where if Romeo Langford, one of the three schools he picks, there are going to be NBA scouts there to watch him on a regular basis. There's going to be no question about that, given right. his prospectus. But I think that Romeo has, if you want to say, drug it out a little bit more, because Maybe he didn't want to make the decision on ESPN while he was on the road. Maybe he's from a unique high school where this area fans embrace their players and programs, and he wanted them to be part of it. I think he also, with the college basketball scandal, one of his three schools was mentioned in payment for a player, although it's not clear if the school was involved on the reports that are out there. He probably, in this day and age, wanted to be extra cautious with that sort of thing. And I really think that we've been seeing players for a number of years that are the top of the top wait till late to make their decision. And I think you'll see more players do what Romeo's doing, especially in the landscape of college basketball that we're going through right now.
I think you make a great point with the FBI stuff, and I think you also have to look at it from the perspective of there's a lot of kids who decide early and then they decommit and reopen the process. They open themselves up to criticism. And, you know, say he would have committed early to Louisville or something, and then they got in trouble. Then he has to go through the process again. So, like, going back to what I just said, if you're an elite player, if you're a top five, top 10 player in the country, to me, and if my kid was in this situation, I would get the best information possible. I would wait till the last minute possible, because it's not like any of these schools are going to say, oh, your scholarship's gone. I mean, you know, when you get to college, you don't really hold a lot of the cards, right? And, you know, you're playing for a coach and they're in control, but at this point, they still hold the power in the situation. They hold the cards. They can call their own shots, and why not take as much time as possible? I mean, I think the whole notion that, you know, waiting is being selfish or dragging it out is just totally misguided, especially in the landscape right now of college basketball. We've got this college basketball commission to kind of clean up all the corruption, to suggest these changes. We've got the FBI scandal. We've got coaches getting fired, things like that. I mean, why wouldn't you wait and make the best decision possible? It's not like he's the 350th best player and the scholarship to take it or leave it. I mean, whatever he wants to decide, the schools are going to be very ready to take his commitment. So good on him for doing it on his timeline. And like I said, if I thought there was anything that he had done along the way that was worthy of criticism, that maybe he shouldn't have done, then I would be the first to call it out. But I just don't think that's the case with this kid.
Alex Bozis, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Stop into CC Power Sports with locations in Clarksville and across the river in southern Jefferson County for parts, vehicle sales, and all servicing needs for street and off-road motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and personal watercraft. Summer is just around the corner, so visit CC Power Sports and let the fun begin. Alex, I know you'll have coverage of the Nike EYBL stuff in Indianapolis. A ton of great players will be there. We'll look forward to that and catching up with you on more next week.
All right, we'll see you on Monday, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break. Lee Kelly and I back with some high school baseball talk here. The next segment, we'll have Joe Decker, the head coach at Silver Creek. His team is off to a really good start. They lost their first game of the season. I think they're 12-1 now with a loss to Jeffersonville last night. We'll catch up on him. He also has an IU commit on his team. Sammy Barnett, we'll talk with him about Sammy as well and some of his other key players. And then we'll hear from Gabe Bierman of Jeffersonville. We'll get the latest from Gabe, who is a IU commit. We'll pay for Chris Lemonis, one of the key pitchers on the Jeffersonville staff. So a lot more coming your way next. It's Matt Dennison, Lee Kelly today on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
High school baseball in this area is just great, and one of the great stories the last few years, and of course this year, to start the season has been Silver Creek baseball. They are 10-1. They lost their first game of the 2018 season last night to Jeffersonville in a game that was kind of added, I think, last minute when the coaches saw the weather breaking, an opportunity maybe with all the rain and crazy weather to start the spring that we've had to get a baseball game in. But Silver Creek is off to a great start. A number of great players, some real opportunities the rest of the way for them, including in the postseason, to perhaps make a run. And we're joined right now by Joe Decker, the head coach of the Dragons. Coach, it's been a lot of fun at Silver Creek, I know, for you here in recent seasons. And this year is no different. You've got a really good baseball team with a lot of talent.
Yeah, this is a pretty special group. We got a lot of kids who are returning players, a mix of some younger guys. So they're a lot of fun to coach.
Joe Decker, our guest at Silver Creek. Coach, let's go through some of the keys on your team. First off, obviously an IU-focused show, I want to start with Sammy Barnett. He's a player that, like Gabe Bierman at Jeffersonville, will go on to play for Chris Lemonis at Indiana and has been one of your leaders, I know, for a number of seasons as well.
Yeah, Sammy started since he was a freshman. Was probably our number one pitcher as a freshman. And then last year, of course, he missed all of the pitching season because of having Tommy John. And to be honest, is just now getting to where we feel like he's 100%. We've still got him. Last night was his second stint on a pitch count of 60. So his next outing, he'll be able to go up to 80. He's completely released, but we're really trying to make sure we have him healthy at the end of the season and not really rush him too much for any reason.
Coach, if I remember right, your team, part of them anyway, the seniors were out of town last week on a senior trip. So do you think maybe that had any bearing on the kids last night playing a quality program like Jeff after being off a few days?
Well, to be honest, it probably didn't help much, but our seniors were gone for 7 days, and it's an annual trip. It happens every year. All our seniors go, so we're used to it. But adding Jeffersonville and then seeing 83-84 last night, we didn't catch up for one reason or another. I think I think that may have had something to do with it. And every time our seniors are gone, the week they come back, we're always rusty. It's almost like starting over.
I understand. They stopped that trip in 65, Coach, and the reason I know that was my senior year, and they decided that year not to take the trip. So I've never forgiven them for that. On the good news side, you guys are hosting Sectional 30 this year, and that's going to be an advantage always playing at home. The advantage is you're at home. The disadvantage is, man, there are some quality teams in that sectional.
Yeah, that's the tough part is our sectional is pretty loaded, especially with Providence coming up. Charlestown's playing well. Corden's got a really good arm in the Fleece kid. And, I think the draw is going to be really important come sectional time, see who can come out of that one.
Joe Decker of Silver Creek joining us as we talk with high school baseball coaches across the area each Thursday, keeping you posted on the great level of talent and games going on out here in area high school baseball. Coaches, you take a look at your program, and you take a look at a program like Jeffersonville that you guys played last night, and you take a look across Southern Indiana. Really, and I say this with a lot of guests we have, I don't know that Southern Indiana baseball gets the credit that it deserves, but whether it's 4A, 3A, 2A, or 1A, whether it's guys that go on to college, guys even go on to play beyond college at a level of professional baseball, it's really amazing what this area, your program has been a big part of that, has been able to produce here in recent years.
Yeah, I think right now Southern Indiana, with the teams that are good and who I think are really good in their respective classes, it's about as good as it's ever been. With New Albany, Jeff, both of those teams are really, really good baseball teams. In our class, Charlestown's having a good year. Us, Providence, has, four or five kids that are going to go play college baseball. Henryville in 2A, Schrade does a great job. They've only lost one game. And then you got Lanesville coming up to that. I mean, it's just, in the past we may not have gotten a lot of credit we deserve, but this year I think we're better. I think it's a different level of talent, and we've always had some good coaches in our area, so I think this year there's some teams in each class that have a serious chance to make a run.
Coach, what do you attribute the quality of baseball right now? There's a lot of things, obviously, that's changed in at least the last few years. Travel baseball in the summertime, Little League's a lot more serious at every location around the area. The coaching you mentioned, I think coaching is probably as good as it's been overall for all of the teams, maybe ever. But as you look at it, what are your thoughts on what makes baseball so good here in our part of the state right now?
Well, I think travel baseball does have a big part of it. I think for a long time, the Indianapolis area had the Bulls, and a lot of our kids missed out, but travel baseball has spread so much to everywhere, and it's not just the elite players playing travel baseball anymore. It's just about everybody. And I think from a game standpoint, it's helped a lot. It's also, you know, obviously it's got its negatives, and there's a whole different debate about that with arms and everything else. But I think just from the quality of baseball player, I think back in the day there was a lot of kids who didn't pick up a bat once the season was over. And I think there's a lot more kids that are doing it a lot more often, and I think it's just making better baseball players. And it's allowing us to catch up to some of those Indianapolis kids.
Coach Decker of Silver Creek joining us. Coach, before we let you go, maybe a couple strengths for this team. What has lifted your program to new heights in recent years, and what has had this team off to a 10-0 start, now 10-1 after the game at Jeffersonville last night? But what have been the keys for you guys that you're going to have to rely on to have success in that 3A sectional later this summer?
Well, I think the biggest strength for us is we have four really good arms. We have four guys that I would consider a number one pitcher for a lot of programs, with Sammy Barnett and Luke Holden Grower and Tyler Wheeler and Bryson McNay. They all four are really good. So I think that's a strength. But we've also got senior leadership. We've got seven seniors, five of them start. Barnett and McNay have started for 4 years. And then we got two juniors, Wheeler and Capus, that have started for three. Just they've been around our program. They know what we expect. They're good baseball players. I mean, that helps. It helps to have guys that know what they're doing and play the game the right way.
Coach Decker of Silver Creek. Again, we talk with a area high school baseball coach each Thursday, and glad to catch up on Silver Creek baseball. Coach, thanks for coming on. Look forward to following your team, and we will talk with you here a little bit later this season before sectional time.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Again, Joe Decker of Silver Creek joining us here on a Thursday edition of the program. Crazy thing is, the baseball state tournament pairings, and Lee, you brought this to my attention, coming up in a week from Sunday, so the day after the Derby, Sunday, May 6th at 7 o'clock is when the pairings will be released. We talked earlier that it's a short season, but this thing is almost headed to postseason, to be quite honest. Also, we had a chance to catch up with Gabe Bierman at Jeffersonville earlier, and we want to play that interview back for you now as well. We're going to wrap up the show today here on this Thursday edition of the program with Gabe Bierman, a key pitcher for the Jeffersonville Red Devils. And Gabe is also an IU baseball commit and has been since his freshman year, so going into his sophomore year. So he is now a senior for the Red Devils, and it's been a long time commit, a future IU Hoosier baseball player. Gabe, first off, good start to the season for you. Good start to the season for the Red Devils. In fact, you handed Silver Creek, we just heard from their head coach, Joe Decker, a few moments ago, their first loss of the season last night. How was that win for the Devils?
It was great. I mean, we pounded the ball very well. Our pitching was great from Ethan. He looked really strong, as always. He improves every game he pitches. We started to get hitters in a good position. We've been working on getting runners in and not leaving them on base, and I think we did a very good job at that.
We're talking. Go ahead.
Our main thing really was our defense, and I thought we played well behind Ethan last night. We had a few errors here and there, but that just gets better throughout the game.
We're talking with Gabe Bierman. Gabe is a senior for the Red Devils baseball program. We heard from his coach, Derek Ellis, a week ago. Of course, the Red Devils have played some big games already this season, but the Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament, which is always very competitive, is just around the corner, and not too far after that, it'll already be time for sectional baseball here across the state, and no sectional better than the local 4A sectional. Gabe, got some big potential matchups the rest of the way. How excited are you guys about maybe a rematch with New Albany and going up against some other sectional opponents coming up here over the next few weeks?
We're really excited. Coach D always says, don't worry about sections first. We'll always get our conference in and worry about that beforehand. We're excited about the matchups. New Albany is going to be a big one, of course. We're just going to be ready. We need to get our players back. We have a couple people banged up right now, but as soon as we get back, we'll be on top.
Gabe Bierman of Jeffersonville, my guest today on the Hoosier Report. Gabe, as I mentioned when I brought you on, you've been committed to IU baseball really since you were a freshman going into your sophomore year. So you've known that IU was your home for college for a number of years now. A lot of kids, even kids that are going to go on to play sports, don't make their commitment until their senior year, before or after their season. Has it been good, I would assume, to know early on where you want to go, especially knowing that you had the ability to play at a high level of college baseball so you could focus on your high school career and getting yourself better as a pitcher and in other positions that you play?
Yes, sir. I mean, going into my freshman year, starting varsity was really big, and I got to talk to a lot of the coaches. I think one of my very first visits was when I knew that if it was going to become my home one day. It's a beautiful place. I feel like I could be there for three plus years. It's going to be a great ride, and I can't wait.
Now, Coach Lemonis obviously has the IU baseball program heading in the right direction. I assume that you get up there when you can. I assume you follow the team in between your Jeffersonville practices and games and know that things are going pretty good for the Hoosier baseball team this season.
Yes, I'm very proud of them right now. We went on a little streak right there, but a couple tough losses to Purdue last night and the night before. But that's just baseball.
Gabe Bierman of Jeffersonville joining us here on the Hoosier Report. We'll talk with a player, a key player in Southern Indiana High School baseball, each Thursday throughout the season here. We're talking with Gabe about his career and as a Red Devil and his future, of course, as an IU baseball player for Coach Lemonis. You know, Jeffersonville specifically has produced some really good baseball players that have went on to play college baseball at a high level. And you've even got Drew Ellis, who is a very intriguing prospect by all accounts in the Diamondbacks organization. You also have a number of other players from the area that are playing college baseball, that are, you know, prospects perhaps even beyond college baseball. You've got Josh Rogers from New Albany, who's playing AAA baseball right now in the Yankees organization. When you look at those guys, they are not just guys from Indiana or from Louisville or from the area that made it, that are potential major league players down the road, but they're right here in your backyard, Jeffersonville, New Albany, etc. How has that motivated you to know those guys, to see those guys, and to want to follow in their footsteps down the road?
Well, growing up, I mean, I looked up to him quite a bit. I want to point out one more player, which was Chandler Dale. He was one of the best pitchers to ever come through Jeffersonville.
Absolutely.
Love that kid to death. He also went to Louisville to be a reliever, and he didn't get very many attempts, but he was very good at what he did, and I appreciate him coming back and telling me a story about everything, and I just always looked up to him.
I almost said Chandler Dale. He is a good dude, good pitcher. Gabe Bierman, our guest here on the Hoosier Report. Gabe, final question for you. You know, you guys beat Silver Creek, who's having a great year. They were undefeated until you guys matched up last night. New Albany went across the river to beat PRP on Monday. There are other success stories each and every year, including this season in high school baseball locally. How strong is this area? I mean, you guys as players probably know things and where the area stacks up as much as anyone, because you go out and play travel ball and have for probably the majority of your career matching up with teams and players, top players from other locations. But Southern Indiana is really good in baseball, and I'm not sure that the average fan or that the average sports fan that maybe follows high school baseball from a distance realizes how good things are year in and year out in this area.
Yes, I agree. I mean, there's a bunch of teams in this area that are great competition. It's always fun to play them, and it's good for the experience. But every time we play them, it's always a good time, and I enjoy it.
All right, Gabe Bierman of Jeffersonville. He'll play college baseball at Indiana, but before he does that, he's got some big weeks remaining as the Jeffersonville Red Devil with the HHC Conference Tournament and, of course, the sectional, which will be played at Jeffersonville, and some other big regular season games still on the books. Gabe, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your commitment to IU, and we'll check back with you later in the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that'll do it for a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report. And again, don't forget, lots of special coverage coming your way on Monday for the big Romeo Langford announcement. Lee Kelly and I will be on from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. with lots of great information and interviews for you, interesting interviews, I think, that you will enjoy heading into Romeo's announcement on Monday night. Then we'll be back at New Albany High School live on the air from 6 till we think about 8 o'clock or so with the actual announcement ceremony for Romeo. We'll have some pregame interviews and coverage leading up to that in the 7 o'clock hour. Coming on at 6, and then we think we'll be at New Albany until, maybe around 8 o'clock or so. Then we'll head to Hoopsters in Jeffersonville. It'll be an absolute madness and celebration if Romeo chooses the Hoosiers, obviously, and we'll be there live for a reaction from fans. And, of course, if he doesn't, we'll still regroup and be back to break down the decision and tell you everything that we know and everything you need to know. So tons of coverage coming up, and then we'll have a special edition on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until noon. So 9 hours of Romeo Langford announcement coverage coming your way Monday and Tuesday on the Big X. I tell you what, yesterday I was out and about eating dinner somewhere, and the topic of discussion at a couple tables around me was Romeo Langford and where he's going to go to school. And I think it's true that whether you're a diehard IU or just basketball fan in the area, or whether you never watch sports or pay any attention to sports that go on locally, it's hard to deny that you know about Romeo and you know his decision is forthcoming. It's a storyline like no other. Like, I don't know that we'll see one out of Southern Indiana like this ever again. So it'll be fun Monday and Tuesday. We hope you make plans to join us, and we're looking forward to bringing you wall-to-wall coverage of a historic day in Southern Indiana. That's going to wrap it up for today. Be back with you tomorrow. We'll have our regular Friday edition of the Hoosier Report right here on the Big X Sports Radio. I'll talk with you Monday on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.